My name is Jakob Mischke. I am a student of the Freie Universität Berlin. And I have a question to Mr. Creed. So you said that Ukraine has a feature of the principal possibility to apply to the modernization theory so that there is any hope for democratic transition for Ukraine. I would totally agree to you, but I would underline three times the word possibility. Because you made such a difference between the Russian political culture and the Ukrainian political culture, but as far as I know Ukraine, I wouldn't say that you can really draw the line between the two countries, because this Russian political culture is also very much anchored inside Ukraine, and there's a big part of Ukrainian population that's also supporting this authoritarian model of political leadership. So, for example, Mr. Putin is also a very liked politician in Ukraine himself, and I would also say politicians like Tymoshenko also have some kind of authoritarian style of leadership. So there the question comes out. So if we try to differentiate the way we analyze the media systems to democratic systems and the authoritarian systems, how would we deal with Ukraine then in the if you do this line? And maybe there's another question could be, what can Ukraine do, or can people, the democratic people in Ukraine, like the Gifmühle Academy, do to convince the other part of Ukraine to take on this democratic path of development? Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, that the Orange Revolution was the result of desire of Ukrainian people to have a contemporary European state and free media and freedom of speech. It is clear for me, and maybe it's clear for most Ukrainians. But we had some problems after the Orange Revolution, because politics of President Yushchenko and Orange Team. We didn't have actually team, but we were disappointed by our Orange politicians, you know, and we had freedom of speech during the 5 years after the Orange Revolution, but. In fact, we didn't have any state power in Ukraine. It is not the same freedom of speech, and that is why all the people was disappointed. Previous government, you know, or governments. That is why I think that is why President Yanukovych was elected on this position of the president of Ukraine, and. Even after the second speech, you can see that Ukraine has a diversity of different media, of state media, different owners, and we have. I think we have really freedom of speech, and we have, good news, good TV news. And if Ukrainians want to understand what's going on around them, they can. See different news and understand what was going on, and I think that Ukraine will that Ukraine is a country, and Ukrainians need freedom of speech. We have a lot of confirmations of this, and I don't have that the comparison Ukraine and Russia is correct in this way. I don't think, and we have very interesting examples. For instance, if Russian people in Ukraine, especially in Crimea, who are Russians and who belong to Russian empire history, because they think that it's their history. They have another views on question of freedom of speech. I mean, in comparison with Russians in Russia, because they are our citizens and they are another needs, in fact. It's very interesting. I think it's a topic for a huge discussion, but I tried to convince you that I was right in the question of freedom of speech. Okay.
Thank you. Dr. Kops?
Just a short comment on your remark that everybody was disappointed with the Orange team. I think that's the usual thing with all opposition. Opposition is always spontaneous, non-coordinated in most cases, they didn't have the time to coordinate in advance, and non-professional also. This is a characteristic of spontaneous opposition, so it's only a first step, and I agree, in a second step it needs to be professionalized to secure enduring freedom, so to say. I think one must be glad to have a spontaneous opposition as an icebreaker, but it's very important then immediately professionalize these developments, and that's in many countries the problem then, because after a spontaneous opposition, government catch up and manage to put it down again, and so there's only a certain time window during which it's possible to use spontaneous oppositions. For instance, the opposition in Eastern Germany before unification was to a large extent spontaneous, but it was possible because of the lucky coincidences and the support of Western Germany to make a structural change from that, and finally, really very fast, get the reunification from that. If East Germany would not have been supported by West Germany, I'm sure it would not have been that way.
Thank you. I would like to add something about the Russian model. You know that our new ruling team says that Russian model is something effective for Ukraine. Russian model is strong state power without any freedom of speech, and I think it's a huge mistake for new power. And near time we will see that it's completely. This model was not so effective, will be not so effective in Ukraine, because Ukrainians look at the state power and very ironically, you know, but Russians look at the president, doesn't matter who is the president, with great respect. It's not about Ukrainians, and I think and freedom of speech is so important for the contemporary Ukrainian society, and I think near time, maybe about next half a year, we will see. Yeah.
Thank you, Natalia Petrova.
So my name is Natalia Petrova. I'm a Ukrainian lawyer, and I'm also teaching Kyiv Mohyla Academy Media Law course. I came here with this delegation to speak about legal component of the public broadcasting in Ukraine, but I would like to compliment what was said by Mr. Kvit. I don't to compare Russia and Ukraine, right? But this is the history. We belong to Soviet Union, and Ukraine became finally independent state. But when we are talking about, and according to your question, sir, when we are talking about democracy on post-Soviet countries, I would not limit democracy to the freedom of speech issue, because democracy is much more, for example, as a freedom of association, freedom of peaceful assembly, freedom of movement, it's an election, it's multi-party system, it's independent judicial system, it's rule of law state. So we can extend this issue to many, many components. But taking a look on the Ukraine comparing to Russia, free elections. Never ever in the Ukrainian new democracy we had a clue who would be a president. But take a look on Russian Federation. Mr. Yeltsin appointed Mr. Putin to be a future president. Mr. Putin appointed Mr. Medvedev to be a president. What will be the next in the role? I think it's now predictable already. Ukraine, starting from the first president, Mr. Kravchuk, who was elected who was running the office and who first, who number one, who was the first president and who never applied the right to veto any law, number one. Number two, who agreed to the preterm elections together with the parliament. Another point, parliament of Ukraine is a very strong, managed to develop the, this parliamentary tradition, despite on the very short time, from the history perspective, because they managed to always oppose, for example, if you take Russia Duma or Belarus parliament or these 10th republics, right? There is like a president who is ordering parliament to adopt this law on that one. It's very likely now that maybe Ukrainian parliament will having the majority and may will be, they say they will manage to be a team to move country forward, but we'll see. So I just would like those who like thinking the comparison Ukraine and Russia, just think about like a little bit wider than freedom of expression. Thank you.
Are there any comments, questions?
Then we cannot talk about democracy. And you said that it's something more. Of course, it's something more, but I think it is speech is very important. If there is no freedom of speech, then we cannot talk about democracy.
Yes, but when we are talking about democracy itself, gender, it's not
good. Yeah, that there are some other factors.
Since the microphone is on my side, I would like to use the opportunity. My name is Irina Pavlova. I am a master's student at the Graduate Institute of International Development Studies in Geneva, but a Ukrainian national, and I hope that this comment would tie in with yours. I think it does. Just before coming here, I happened to print the results of one of the recent surveys conducted by International Foundation for Electoral Systems. And if you choose to trust the source, which might be questionable, about 54% of Ukrainians trust media sources, which exceeds the number of Ukrainians who trust the president, the parliament, and the rest of the politicians. So I think it tells you something about the results of the Orange Revolution and the current political situation in Ukraine.
Thank you. Mrs. Fushkostyuk?
Hello, I'm Vera Kostyuk-Bush. I'm here privately because I live in the area, and I was curious to hear about this important topic. I represent an organization, NGO, called Pro-Ukraine, a registered organization. And I just have a very basic question. I'm curious to find out what the magazine is about that Mrs. Duzik is the editor-in-chief of. Just say a few words about your magazine.
Мені допоможе. Наш журнал має дві частини. Він має дві обкладинки. Це незвично для України. І ну, в Німеччині я теж не бачила такого. Тобто він двохсторонній. Одна частина суспільно-політична, інша частина розважальна, де ми пишемо про культуру, про розваги і так далі.
Our magazine Lavriet consists of two parts, which is pretty unusual for Ukraine, so it has two covers. Actually, you can read it from both sides. The first side is social political events, more like hard news, hard information. And the second one is entertaining, so it has two parts.
Він присутній на ринку не так давно, 4 роки.
The magazine is present in our market for 4 years already. It has been founded 4 years ago.
Разом з тим сайт Главред, який є суто суспільно-політичним, присутній на ринку вже 7 років.
And there is also a website, Главред, which exists on Ukrainian market for 7 years already. And it is mostly about political and social events. Chief editor in chief.